Over the course of several video casts, we've been looking at a metaphysical proof for God's existence as found in Father Robert Spitzer's book, New Proofs for the Existence of God. In part one of the metaphysical demonstration, we saw how there must be at least one unconditioned reality in all of reality in order to logically and coherently account for the very existence of a single conditioned reality, say a cat. And then in part two of the metaphysical demonstration, we saw how such a reality would have to be absolutely simple in the metaphysical sense, meaning that it could not be restricted to a particular mode of being or a way of existence, but it would have to be pure being or pure existence of self, devoid of any restrictions or boundaries that could limit its mode of being, giving rise to the possibility of an incompatible state of being on the same level of simplicity, like the proton has the incompatible state of being of the electron. And then finally, in part three of the metaphysical demonstration, we've seen how there can only be one unconditioned reality in all of reality. Now, for this particular video cast, I'd like to illustrate very briefly how we can arrive at the idea that the one unconditioned reality is the continuous creator of all else that is. And the reason why this is important is because many will ask the question, how do we know this one unconditioned reality is not the deistic God, the God of deism, which creates the world, brings it into existence, and then just sort of leaves it to itself? Well, in order to answer this question, we have to recall what we've demonstrated in part one of the metaphysical proof, namely that every conditioned reality, say the cat, in order to exist right here and right now, must have its conditions ultimately fulfilled by at least one unconditioned reality. For our viewers who've seen that video cast, they'll recall how we used the illustration of a cat in the series of conditions that the cat is dependent upon. And we logically concluded, in order to logically coherently account for the existence of the cat, that series of conditions that the cat is dependent upon must terminate in the most fundamental condition that's unconditioned by nature, namely an unconditioned reality. And so it follows that every conditioned reality, in order to account for its existence right here and right now, it must have its conditions ultimately fulfilled by at least one unconditioned reality. And it's in this sense that we can speak of unconditioned reality as a creator, because it would be the ultimate source of the conditioned reality's being, grounding the very existence of a conditioned reality right here and right now. Now, this is a little bit more of a general sense of understanding a creator as opposed to the restrictive sense of a creative agent that's responsible for bringing the universe into existence at some point in the past. This understanding of a creator is that which is necessary for something to exist right here and right now. Now, since there can only be one unconditioned reality, that means everything else that exists other than the one unconditioned reality, and even everything else that could possibly exist other than the one unconditioned reality, is a conditioned reality. Which means everything else that exists other than the one unconditioned reality has its conditions fulfilled ultimately by the one unconditioned reality. Therefore, everything else that exists other than the one you are, in order to exist right here and right now, at every moment we can say a conditioned reality exists, it has its existence grounded in the one unconditioned reality. And it's in this sense that we can speak of the creator as the continuous creator, the divine conserver of being, without which a conditioned reality would lapse into nothingness. If our viewers are interested in learning more about this metaphysical proof, I would highly encourage them to check out Father Robert Spitzer's book, New Proofs for the Existence of God, Contributions of Contemporary Physics and Philosophy, which can be found on our website, majuscenter.com.